Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Yo. Hey.
Hello?
What up, Big? What up, Big Red?
Yeah, what's up?
What up, Big Red? What's up? What up, everybody? There's another episode of the Minions. Sorry for the delay. I had some technical difficulties. And we thank you for standing by. Hi, once again, this is Brother B, and you're on the phone with Big Red, and you're rocking live with the Menu.
Yes, the Menu.
How y'all doing?
I'm good.
What's up, Red?
I'm here.
What's up, Red? What's up? Talk to
me. Nothing, I'm here. Just here. Just trying to maintain, just trying to wrap my head around things going on in this world. That, you know, some things you can explain and some things you can't. That's how I look at it.
Gotcha.
Try to explain, you know, you try to make sense of some of these things, but you can't. So ain't no sense in stressing yourself trying to make sense of them sometimes. And especially, you know, with the way the world works now and the way people have their opinions of things, you know, it's not even just like, you know, everybody has an opinion. You're going to have one, but it's to the point now with people like, if you disagree with their opinion, then it's like you're a hater or you're a hater. How am I a hater? You have an opinion about something. I don't have to agree with it. That's why it's called an opinion, because that's how you feel. I may feel differently. Now, if you feel different from me, I'm going to respect what you say. I'll tell you, I respect that, but this is my view. But if you say something opposite or what they, you know, or you don't agree with their opinion, then it's, oh, you're a hater. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you this, you that. Listen, I'm tired. That's all I can say. I'm tired.
Well, okay, I see it like this. To add on, the world is very different now in terms of how people think or really don't think, how things are viewed. I remember years ago, you look at a can or something, there may have been a couple ingredients in there, some preservatives, a couple of things you may not have been able to pronounce, but not that many. Now you look at a can of something that has like 40 different ingredients in this one can to preserve like something. Or, you know, a lot of things have been done to basically, for the lack of a better word right now, is to kind of like stretch things out. So with that being said, sometimes trying to stretch things isn't always the best way to do things.
Nope.
So we have a lot more people in the world, you know, a lot more demand for things, but yet things have become unnatural because you have individuals out there who feel that they can profit and they would rather benefit off the masses instead of trying to help, you know, the situation or help alleviate, you know, whatever problems that exist. So with that being said, we're basically up Schitt's Creek with no toilet paper.
Exactly.
So
I kind of raise a blade into alcohol river.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, which leaves us, you know, with our topic tonight, you know, like vote 2016, like, does it still matter? And, you know, some time ago, maybe like a month ago, I had said to someone that I didn't think I was going to vote. And the person got kind of mad at me, was like, what do you mean you're not voting? You know how many people died so we can have the right to vote? But you know what? In the grand scheme of things, it's not like I don't appreciate it. But then again, what were we really thinking? Now, I'm going to step on the other side of things. What were we really thinking about trying to assimilate ourselves into a society where no one wanted us to be in the first place?
Right.
What made
right.
you think? What made you think that your vote was going to matter? You had white people, and you had black people, and you had others. But the biggest problem, of course, to everyone at that time seemed to have been black people, just like it is today. So
right.
let's cut the bullshit. Let's come straight down Front Street with it. You don't like us, and we don't like you because you don't like us.
Right.
Okay. Does our vote really matter? Yeah, exactly. Like, let's just get it out in the open, because Trump is doing a good job of having people take their hoods off and being who they are. That's beautiful. It's fantastic.
Right.
I'm glad I don't have to picture or imagine who you are under
right.
that. Now I see your face. So this is the face of hate. This is the face of, like, you know, like of the bullshit. So once again, you don't like me. And I don't like you because you don't like me. See, black people don't have a problem with white people. The only time we have a problem with white people is when white people have a problem with us.
Right, when you step on our toes.
Yeah, because we ain't thinking, because, I mean, this may hurt your feelings to whoever's Caucasian that's listening, but black people are not thinking about you, white people.
Right.
We're not thinking about you. We're too busy thinking about us and our situation. We don't really care. Except when it involves us. So we're not looking to screw up your life, because you can do that on your own. Anybody can do that on their own. But we're too busy concerned. We're concerned with what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Trying to survive.
That's what we're
how about that?
Yeah,
that's what
exactly.
We're concerned with.
Thank you.
We're trying to put food on
yeah.
our table and trying to just live. You know, so why would we be concerned about what you're doing and how you're doing it and this, that? There ain't nobody thinking about y'all. But see,
exactly.
that's the guilt that with them, and yeah. I'm going to say it's a guilt, because they know how they feel about us. They know the things, and that's right, I'm going to say it, the 400, 500, 800, by now it should be 800 years, the 800 years of things that y'all have done to, yes, my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents and uncles and aunts and everything else. It's the guilt, and they feel that, oh, if we apologize to them, then then they'll feel better. No. It's come to the point where it's beyond apology now. It's beyond the sorry. It's beyond the, oh, the pat on the back. Oh, I know what my people did. No, it's beyond that now. It's way beyond that. Because how many times are you going to say you're sorry? How many times?
Well,
that's just an abusive relationship. How many times is a man going to whip your ass and say sorry to you, and he going to whip your ass tomorrow? Sorry. Whip your ass. Sorry. How many times?
Well, see, but that's the problem, because we keep allowing it. See.
Yep.
My thing is, people have this thing of where, like, going, like, you can, like, black people, we can go to church all we want to. It's still not going to change the situation.
Nope.
You can't keep looking to the Most High. You can't keep looking to the Most High to change your situation unless you're willing to change it yourself. Because it has to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get it twisted. I have faith, and I put my faith in the Most High, but I know I got to put in some work, too.
Right. Absolutely.
I got to put in some work. There's some things that I have to do too. So, you know, what I say about the Bible, faith without works is dead. So basically, what it says is, yeah, you can do work, but you got to have faith. And if you don't have the faith in the works that you're doing, then it don't make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, like it says, faith without works is dead. So, with that being said, once again, what the hell were we thinking? If I can play somewhat devil's advocate for a moment, but at the same time come down Front Street, we're so busy trying to make ourselves relevant to people who disrespect, disregard us, and deem us irrelevant, or irrelevant, I should say. For what? Why are we looking for their stamp of approval when they don't care about us? You can't see. It's just like a bad relationship. You keep trying to go back to that person, but the person doesn't care about you. The person doesn't want to be bothered with you. So why do you keep trying to be in a relationship that's not going to work?
Right. I'm trying to get that attention.
Yeah, exactly. We don't listen. What do we need attention from them for? Because apparently we wasn't trying to give them attention, but they came to Africa. They stole some kings and queens and a couple other people from there, but then they wanted to label us slaves because that's all they'll try to label history. Oh, well, black people are slaves. But now they want to switch the history books and talk about, oh, we came over here looking for work. Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Where you seen that at? Tell me, please.
Oh, it's, oh, we'll talk, we have to talk about that later because there's a book. I saw it on Facebook, actually. Somebody posted there was a book, a new history book, where they were trying to, or updated version, revised version, I should say. And they were talking about how blacks and African-Americans and Asians, you know, back in those times were trying to look for work. So then they migrated over here to the States.
Are they kidding me? So you mean to tell me they're going to put even more lies in these kids' heads?
Of course.
They gotta
That's
be
why
kidding
they call
me.
It. That's why they call it his story, history. Of course, I'm not kidding.
Oh, absolutely not. That is, and then once again, then you wonder why, and I'm not saying that is right, but then you wonder why these kids don't want to go to school or they don't like school. This is why they have no,
like
I'm going to say it like this. This is why they don't have no interest in school because these kids are not stupid. They know they're being lied to.
Of course, and why would you want to go to school and learn about Or be told that, oh, well, you were just your ancestors were slaves,
right?
Like you weren't anything else. You weren't kings. You weren't queens. You didn't have your own system of government and reading and mathematics and all this. Now they just tell you, oh, you were just slaves. Like,
yeah, you
black
were brought over
just
here.
Born into slavery. Yeah, black people were just born into slavery. Like that's all you were, and that's all you ever be is slaves. Of course, nobody wants to hear that.
Right.
And, of course, you would want to be something different when you're constantly being told that.
Unbelievable.
But once again, that's another story. But getting back to this whole voting thing, it's like, yeah, she said, you know, people have died for our right to vote and stuff like that. So I'm saying to myself, well, what makes you think your vote matters? What does anybody, you know what I'm saying, like, just because you're told voting is – you know, your vote will matter. Does it really mean that it does matter?
Right. Right. Absolutely.
I can tell you. I can tell you shit stinks, but you won't know unless you smell it.
Exactly.
I can tell you anything. You know what I'm saying? So when I look at what's going on and where we've been the past 8 to 16 years. And look where we may be going. It's very scary.
Yeah, it is.
It's very scary. Like I will have to say, and there's no knock at Hillary, and it's not a knock at Trump either, but our current president, Barack Obama, to me will be the last president that I will ever take serious.
Right.
Right now. It's a circus. It's a bunch of buffoonery going on. It's
sad. I feel like things are going to turn out. What's that movie, The Terminator?
Yeah.
Like, I feel that's how it's going to end. Like, that's how it's going to end. And then we're going to have a bunch of damn robots walking around here talking about come with me if you want to live and all.
Listen,
like,
you never know. You never know because, like I said, I mean, I remember the Bush and Gore situation. Now, you can't tell me that there wasn't a question mark on that whole situation because it's obvious that Gore was slated to win. But then there came down that issue of Florida, and who was the governor of Florida at the time? Bush's brother, Jeb Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So with that being said, listen, everybody across the board, at least the thinkers, said the fix is in. And who took the seat?
Right.
George Bush.
But isn't it the same thing? Like, it's basically the same thing now because a lot of people have voted already.
Yeah.
Like, you have other states that have already voted. So it's basically going down to, like next week is going to be just, you know, like our state and a couple of whoever states or whatever. But it's just basically, it's the same. Like, I've never heard, and I don't know, maybe I wasn't paying attention or, you know, for the last couple of years or whatever. I never heard it where other states get to vote way before November, well, it used to be November 2nd or the first week of November or whatever. I've never heard of other states voting before, you know, before like that. I've never heard of that. So it's like, why is that happening now?
Me neither.
You see what I'm saying?
It's
like, if people don't pay attention to certain things, if you don't pay attention, like I said, I may have not noticed it before, but I've never known it to be like that. Even when I was like, I'm thinking back to even being a little kid, I never known that other states were able to vote before the actual election day. Now, somebody tell me something, but I've never heard of that. So that's kind of
put like this, that's that new math. That's that new math.
That's that new math. Yeah, it must be, because my thing is if they're voting, because now I seen something on Facebook the other day and somebody was like, oh, Hillary Clinton already won because they got the votes already from the other states and this, that, and that's why I'm like, yo, I must be living in fucking crazy town or crazy world or something, because I've never heard of that. I've never heard, once again, I've never heard of other states being able to vote or they're voting before the actual election day, which is supposed to be, like I said, the first week of November, whatever day it falls on. Like, I've never heard of that. So how is it this person is winning or this person won already? And don't you have to wait for the actual election day to get the votes in? Like, what kind of retarded bull crap is this?
Well, I'm going to do some research on that, but I thought, like, Election Day was just a national thing and everybody voted on the same day.
Exactly.
But mind you, I was the same person that thought that until Bush changed it, the date of it, I thought that when you do the whole turning back of the clock and stuff like that, I thought that was just something that had to do with planetary science or whatever. But no,
mm-hmm.
He actually changed the day where you set the clocks back or forward or whatever. And I was like, wow, I didn't, all these years. Bush, George Bush.
You know what? Absolutely.
You didn't know that?
No, I sure enough didn't.
I think in his first term, he changed it. For what reason? I think it had something to do with the farmers. Or the crops. I don't know. I have to go back. I forgot all about it. But I remember
He changed it.
And I was like, wow, I didn't know that you could do that. I thought that had
something
to do with...
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought that was something with NASA,
you know,
or the damn moon, or somebody supposed to do that. I didn't know a damn president could say, hey, listen, we going to set the clocks at this time. And it wasn't...
You
going to
change the date.
Yeah. And this is what I'm talking about.
So that's why I'm like, yo, listen. Once again, this dude took office. He took one term, and he took another term, and then he lied to everybody. But see, what I find so interesting is, like, they say he was an elected official. No, he wasn't. We didn't elect him. A lot of people were going for Gore. They didn't want that. But it's like, it's okay. So he got 8 years. He lied. We had a war, lost a lot of people, 9/11, this, that, and the third. Because I find it very interesting. 6 months, well, how many months? Basically 9 months into his presidency, then 9/11 happened.
That was the second time around, right?
No,
was
this is his first. This is his first term.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah, it was. It was the first time, yeah.
This is his first term. And then 9/11 happened. So I'm like, wow. And basically 9/11 just set like the precedent for a lot of other things to happen and for more things to come. And like I said, I just find it so damn interesting how once again we got duped. So who's to say we're not going to get duped again? We're talking about Donald Trump.
I'm banking on it.
About Donald Trump, and we talk about Hillary Clinton. Now, how many people are really taking now? Let's take a step outside the box, and let's look at other countries and how they may be looking at us. And before I do that, what's up once again, everybody? Rocking with the menu. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can also check us out on Facebook. Leave your comments, whatever. The menu, mind, M-I-N-D, U-R, mind, your mental. So, okay, we got Trump and we got Hillary. Now, we know Trump has been running around talking all this junk, saying what he has to say. Basically, he's like the Howard Stern of the election right now. He's the Howard Stern, you know, shock jock. But then we have Hillary. Now, you know Hillary got secrets. You know she got, you know, skeletons in her closet. But you know what? It's all good, you know, because everybody does. She's not quick to put her stuff out there. And that she ain't supposed to. Okay, so everybody wants to bang her in the head for some using a personal email server. Okay.
Right.
I don't know what was so great in terms of the crime that she did. And to be honest with you, I really don't care. Because you know what? What does that have to do with foreign policy? What does that have to do with domestic policy? What does that have to do with us going forward as a country? Because people want to say they don't trust
her. You know what that is. It's just to smear her name. You know, that's how it is. It's like a fight where with two people fighting. And you call me a name, I call you a name. You call me something, or you say something that I told you about me, and you'll say it because you want to hurt my feelings or you want to hurt me or whatever, and I do vice versa. So that it's just a smear campaign because they want to make her look like, oh, she's the worst in the world, but. I mean, you know, people say, "Oh, well, Don." You know, I'm hearing people say, "Donald Trump, even though he may be racist and this, that, and the other, but he's honest. He's honest. I'd rather deal with a person that's honest and this, that, and the other." You're right. You'd rather deal with a person that's honest. But look what within his honesty, look what he's bringing out. Look what he's bringing out. He's spewing a lot of venom on top of that honesty. And my thing is this: it's the difference between being honest and just being an asshole or being a jerk or just saying shit to just, like, saying things to hurt people's feelings or to, like I said, to bring mayhem. It's a difference. But then they want to say, Hillary Clinton with the emails and, oh, she's this and that. And, you know, I've been hearing, like, little things here and there. And then, oh, the Obamas, they was against her. Now they're with her. Okay, that's politics. Like, who, once again, people are acting like this is something new. This is not new. It's just that it's more broadcast because, once again, you have all these media outlets to see these things and things coming up here. And then guess what? Some of this stuff might be even lies. Okay, on both parties, some of this stuff might be lies because they do it all the time where they put things on Facebook.
Some people don't believe that these are lies. Some people seem to think that, oh, you know, the media always tells the truth and this is that and the third. Listen, if you can sit back and honestly, if you can sit back and look in the mirror and honestly say to yourself that the media, social media, everything in the magazine or in the newspaper is the truth, then you might as well just smash your face into a mirror right now.
Right.
Just smash it. Just total, just run into. As a matter of fact, just run into it at head speed, bang, and smash into it because you're stupid.
Right.
Because you know what? They're not telling, they don't want to, who wants to ever tell you the truth so that way you can actually determine things for yourself? What did you say in the beginning? Everybody has an opinion?
Mm-hmm.
whether I lie to you or tell you the truth controls your opinion of things. So once again, it all boils down to control. So if I lie to you and you're just that much of a sheep, you're going to roll,
right,
you're going to do what I need you to do.
But see, that's the thing with that's what I'm saying, like with society now, everybody flows with whatever said. Like, for instance, just to go off subject a little bit, just like with this, with Lil Wayne, this video they have going around of Lil Wayne.
Oh, my God.
Now, wait. Now, before you even get into that, if we're going to get into that, when I first seen it, and it was on Facebook, it said BBC News. Now, I know I'm not crazy. I know I had my glasses on when I looked at it. Now, when I'm seeing, like, when that's the first time I seen it. Now, a couple of days later after that, I'm seeing people like friends of mine and people I know post it. And when they're posting it, now it's saying Nightline. And I'm like, wait a minute. Now, I just looked at this the other day and it said BBC News. Now, why the hell is it saying Nightline now? And I had this, a friend of mine, he posted it. And I said, you see how they, when I looked at it, I said, wait, hold up. I said, the other day when I seen this, it said BBC News. Now, all of a sudden, it has Nightline on in the little corner part. So I said, now you see how they try. Now, once again, this is going back to what we just said. You see how they will try to mix up things to make it seem like one way, and people are going to flow right into it. And they're like, oh, he said that on Nightline. No, he didn't. He couldn't have said that on Nightline. Because I seen this shit on BBC. I seen where it said BBC News. I said, well, I'll be damned. I said, I know I'm not crazy now. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Because, man, because listen, they got it. Like I said, it's about control.
Right.
And if they control, and if they can control your opinions, they can control you.
Exactly.
And control your thoughts. All they got to do is
not
put a story out there and you run with it. No.
Mm-hmm. I said, if people didn't pay attention, and lucky, like, I'm sure maybe somebody else might have caught it, but if you don't pay attention to it, you're not going to catch it. And you're just going to go with it. Oh, yeah, he said that on Nightline. I'm like,
well, of course, that's what most people do. They go with it because they don't want to do the homework. They don't want to do the math. They don't want to find out anything that's going on. They don't want to hear the truth.
No. Mm-mm. Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? They rather just think to themselves that, oh, you know, this person did X, Y, and Z, and I don't care what this media outlet says, but he's guilty in my opinion. So, you know, people are always quick to want to say you're guilty of something before they say you're innocent.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, like I said, what do you think is going to happen when one of these people get in office? Somebody's going to be turning a blind eye to a lot of things. Like I said, I'm concerned with how the other countries, other world leaders look at us. Will we be perceived weak? Because
they know it.
We have a, we could possibly have a female president that will be wishy-washy on certain issues, or we had rather have the Howard Stern of the White House talking all that smack, you know, allegation after allegation on them. You know, do we really want that? Do we really want to have to deal with that?
I think it's to the point where people don't really seem to care now. Like, I see it as, like, because you know what? I'm going to be honest. It's like, I don't care. It's like they're not making you care. I don't care. Now I'm to that point. I mean, it's like I do care, but it's like I'm to the point where I don't care. Let's just get this shit over with because I'm tired. It's like mentally I'm tired. I'm tired of the back and forth. I'm tired of it's like neither one of them are really saying anything. And especially him, he's damn sure not saying anything. But it's like nobody's saying anything I want to hear that to say, you know what, I'm the best candidate for you. I'm here for you, or I'm here for your family, or I'm here for whoever. I'm not hearing nobody say that. I'm just hearing a bunch of name calling back and forth. Oh, he did this, he grabbed that, he do this, she don't care. That's all I'm hearing. And I've never, those debates, I haven't watched any of them because it's it's a circus. It's like watching two children go at it with each other. I don't want to listen to that. And then on top of that happening and everything else that's going on with our people, it's like, I don't want to hear that. I'm tired. My brain is tired. And it's like, whoever you putting in office, I don't give a damn if you put Mickey Mouse on. I don't care. Just put him there. Because we need to, it's just ridiculous now.
It's definitely ridiculous. I mean, how do you take any candidate seriously?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's my problem. I don't take neither one of them seriously.
And you want to, but then again, it's like you can't. Because you don't want to put your faith in one basket and then turn around, walk down the block, and a hole just pops up in it. Then what?
Right.
And all your fruit falling out. Or your eggs are falling out. Then what you going to do? And that's a serious issue right there. Like, we're too busy concerning ourselves with the smear of the campaign, but not the real issues. Who's going to be tough on what? And I'm telling you, one of these countries, one of these world leaders are waiting for a weak point so they can pull something, so they can do something stupid.
So they planning it. They already planning it. They already planning it. It's like it's already in place. It's like you said, they're just waiting for that time. They're just waiting. Okay, let's see. All right, after that election, we're going to see. It's like it's already there. I can't. It's just like I'm just tired of just the nonsense. I'm tired of hearing it. And I just want it to be over. Get in office and let's see what you're going to do. But I really, you know, nobody hasn't asked me, like, are you voting or whatever. I mean, I'm going to vote for who I want to vote for, and that's it. And that's all it's going to be. I'm just sick of it. Sick of all of it.
No, I get you because you know what I mean. With that being said, like, people want change, but some people are not willing to make a sacrifice for it. And see, we're looking at this big election because the president of the United States. But what about the smaller elections, the smaller ones?
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about it like this: these senators. How is it that they some of them get to keep their seats for like 30, 40 years?
Because they ain't got nobody young enough that can fill it.
Well, now check it. 30, 40 years ago, what was happening? Or 60 years ago, what was happening? That race and the civil rights movement? Oh, man, everything was in motion. That's where these people were born, into that era. So where do you think the type of way of thinking that we're getting now, where do you think it's coming from? From that, you know what I'm saying? And that's sad. And then they go become senators or congressmen, and they sit in these seats for years. Years they sit
years.
In these seats.
Like years.
Yeah, like over 20 years. And it's like, how is that possible when the president can only have a maximum of 8 years? But these cats are just doing like 15, 16, 17. I'm like, wow.
Because know what? Because they know people. Because guess what? They father, their grandfather, their uncle, or their cousin, or somebody was sitting in that seat. So they give the seat right to them. Oh, George, yeah, you know, when you get up there, come see me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how
you
they
got so
do
much
it.
Influence. So it's like so how is the voting system not rigged when, okay, you running for president, and then I'm giving you money, I'm investing money in you to get that seat, get that Oval Office, and then turn around, what do you think? I'm going to be looking for something in return.
Right, exactly, of course. Of course, you knew that.
So it's like, really? Like, come on now. Doesn't make any sense. Maybe it just wasn't supposed to make sense.
No, I don't think it was. It's just like, I don't even know how he got in the running. I just, like, somebody needs to explain that. How did he even get there? Was it his money that got him there? That's what I want to know. It must have been
guess.
His money that got him there.
Yeah, it had to be because he ain't got no good looks or charm to actually get him anywhere. So it had to be the money. It had to be the name. You know, it had to be something of that nature. But, you know, like I said, man, it's sad state of affairs.
Yeah, it's sad. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore. I can't call it. I can't call it no more. Cause it's just,
who can?
Yeah, but well, yeah, your boy. I don't know. What's your opinion on Home Skillet with what he had to say?
Who, Trump?
What's his name?
Oh,
everybody's favorite rapper.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I no comment, really. No comment. Like I said, he looked like one of the lost gremlins. You can't ask somebody like him a serious question about politics or something. You can't ask him that. You can, but then again, you can't. What does he know? What does he know?
I think he's just, you know, I think some of these people, they just do it for shock value. I think that's what they do. They do it for shock.
Yeah,
I think he knows what he's doing. I think he knows what he was saying. So I really think that's just like a, let me do this for the shock value. But as I said, I'm telling you, I seen that on, it said BBC right up in that corner. And then the next time I'm seeing it on everybody's timeline, it's saying Nightline. I'm like, what? What the hell? I'm like, oh, I can't. I was like, I can't. I can't do it.
Nah, and you know what? I get it and I understand. That's why I'm just like, yo, this is the type of buffoonery that we have walking around today. So it's like, what can we do? Once again, voting. You vote for Trump. You vote really. What does it really matter? Are we really getting what we need with this whole voting thing? Are we really getting anything?
Right. But what about, okay, like I told you, what about the young lady that has a video that she's saying that, oh, when you vote for Hillary, it automatically goes for Trump? Like, what do you think about that?
I saw that. All right, I saw that. And, I can't really speak too much on it because I don't really know what happened, what went down, how it went down, but it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me at all if something like that was going down because this is not the first time.
Right.
Like I said, they have made a mockery of the voting system and the justice system. So the whole thing is like, what's the purpose of playing by the rules or playing fair or, you know, doing certain things? Because everybody else is doing it. It's out of control.
Right.
It's totally out of control. You know what I'm saying? It's like letting a pack of wolves loose in a hen house. What do you think is going to happen?
Right. Right. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. And I wouldn't even be surprised if that, like I said, with that so-called early voting or people already voting in other states, I wouldn't be surprised if that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised that happening. Because they figure, okay, if they're voting early, then we can get the early vote for Trump. And then by the time we get to the other, you know, the other states, you know, we already got our vote in for him. So I really wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't be surprised if that is happening, because I think, as a matter of fact, didn't they say something that if I'm not mistaken, I think they said something about that happening even back around, just like you said, when with Bush Jr. and well, who was it running? Bush and who else?
Gore, Al Gore.
Gore, right. I think I even remember them saying something like that back then. And then guess what? Then now when it came for Obama, then remember it was a whole bunch of, oh, people didn't have paperwork. Oh, these people don't live here, so they can't vote here. Or this one and that one. It was always a discouragement, but it was only a discouragement with our people. It was always something. Oh, you can't vote because you're this. Or you can't vote because of that.
Well, listen. Look at the prison population. A lot of those people have been disenfranchised. They can't vote. But a lot of those people in the prison system are black. So one way or another, the system is designed to make sure the system gets what it needs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you. Like, yo, I hate the – listen, call me what you want to call me. Never listen to the show again. I do not care. But one thing you will not be able to say about me is I didn't come down Front Street, because I will. Why should the system give a damn about you when it has to work in its own best interest to keep it going?
Uh-huh.
It's not about you. The people do not make the system, because if that was the case, guess what? There wouldn't be a system, because everybody's difference in opinions, everybody's not able to unify and get along with each other. So therefore, how can we be the system? How you looking? You got Democrats, you got Republicans, you got liberals, you got conservatives, you got all these different parties, all these different people that want to vote for so many different things. How do we do the right thing?
All right.
It's like this. It's like you go on McDonald's and you look up at the board. Now, mind you, let's say you go to McDonald's every day for lunch.
Right.
It's the same shit. It's the same damn shit. But yet, you staring at the thing like there's supposed to be something new that's going to pop up on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
When it's the same thing, cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger, cheeseburger deluxe, french fries, you get a little apple pie. It's all the same stuff that you saw yesterday, the day before yesterday, and the day before that. But this is what happens sometimes when you give people too many options.
All right.
They don't know what to do.
They don't know what to
they
do, right?
They don't know how to handle it. Yeah, they don't know how to handle it. So therefore, like I said, when it comes down to voting, people really don't know what they want. So guess what? There's people behind the scenes that are going to be like, well, you don't know, so this is what I'm going to give you.
Right.
This is
right,
how it's going
exactly.
To go.
And that you say it like that, and that's how it feels. It feels like, okay, this is what we're going to give you, and this is what you're going to take.
Exactly. And if you don't like it, that's your problem.
Uh-huh.
And if you do like it, okay, fine. It is what it is. But the thing is, they can't give you too many options. They can't give you too many options. Because what happens when people have too many options? They don't know what to do with themselves.
They don't know what to do with. Yep. Yep. Absolutely. It's ridiculous.
So.
Ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
No. So, as much as they're going out there telling you, oh, you got to vote. You got to vote. Okay, no problem. I'll go out there and vote. But once again, what is it really doing for me? I'm voting for the person that I want in office, but when I get the person that I want in office, am I really getting what I need? Am I really getting what I want?
Right.
Because if you notice, all the promises that have been made, none of them are going to get – how many of them? Out of 100 promises – only make 10, they may make good on 5.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it can't be like, oh, you can't do it because of this and because of that. Listen, they, like I said, Obama, they tore down everything that he put out there to try to set to put out there. Now with them, they should have no issue. They shouldn't have an issue. You understand?
Well,
because guess what? You're white, so y'all are white, so y'all shouldn't have no issue. They should be in agreement with you, except for maybe Hillary, because you know they're going to give her a hard time because she's a female. So I know it's going to be a little resistance because of that.
Well, of course, it has to be resistance because the last thing they want is, okay, so, oh, wow, I had a black man in office. Now we about to have a woman. Next thing you know, they're going to be letting zebras run the White House. Like, oh, my gosh, it's the end of the world as we know it.
Oh, God.
And next thing you know, they'll you know what I'm saying, they'll let Mickey Mouse come in and, you know, run it, and then the whole try to turn the whole government into cheese.
They might as well.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's why I only, after this, I'm not taking anybody serious, because you can't take them serious now. As much as people, listen, to a degree it is true. Ever since Obama's been in office, the whole racism has really, it's been more open. It's not like racism ever died or the racists ever went somewhere, but now they have somebody that they can pick on and focus their aggression on and be mad.
Yep.
Because we have somebody in office that's about change. We have somebody in office that wants to make change. We have somebody in office that has a moral state of mind. No scandals, a good family. See, that's the whole thing. They have to disrupt that. They have to discredit him. You
right.
have Trump that's coming in. Trump is coming in. He's already been discredited. He's a shyster. He's a swindler. But this is what they want. But this is what real America, the real Americans want for president.
Right, exactly.
This is what they really want. They want the shyster. They want the swindler. Basically, they want somebody who's going to do what the Pilgrims did, came over here, or Columbus did, come over here, tell these people this is our land, and then try to kill them all off. That's what they want. Make America great again. Make America great again. When was it great? When we were in chains? That's
yeah,
when
that's
it was
great. Exactly when it was great.
Listen, you know, sometimes people come at me and want to tell me, oh, B, you too outspoken, you too out this, you too out that. Well, you know what? Would you have told Malcolm X that?
All right,
would you
exactly.
have told Marcus Garvey, Medgar Evers, Martin Luther King? Would you have told them that? No. So then shut the hell up. Just shut up. Because I can't stand, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a house Negro to be a house Negro.
Right, exactly.
But when you turn around and say dumb stuff like that, all you're doing is you're just supporting, you know, the look of things. And some people are just okay with that. Caller 6947. You are on the air with the menu. What's up?
Hi guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hi,
Jojo. How are you doing, Jojo?
Hello.
Good long day.
Welcome back.
Okay.
Welcome
I just
back,
want to make
Jojo.
A comment because I'm just tuning in, so I don't really know too much what was going on, but with the elections and stuff coming up, I think if you're listening to the debates, it's not really a Donald Trump versus Hillary issue. It's a Donald Trump versus Obama issue. And he's putting a lot of emphasis on Bill, and he's putting a lot of emphasis on Obama. And what he's really addressing is the fact that mainstream America is not happy with President Obama and the decisions that he's made. Whether they're right or wrong, they see it as him catering to a group of people, mainly minorities. So if you listen and you're following the debate, it's not really – he's not necessarily attacking Hillary. Everything is – as soon as the first two debates, as soon as she said something, he brought in Bill. And Bill was actually liked by a lot of minorities. Another thing that we're seeing is the news media coming out with the polls. They're discouraging you from voting.
Right.
They're letting you know, your vote doesn't count. Don't get out there. But we should know as a people and remember that in 2012, we made a big difference. You know, there was just no way that President Obama was going to be reelected. You know, he did, quote-unquote, such a terrible job the first 4 years. and we showed out in numbers, and we supported him again. So I just think that the news media goes out of their way to try to discourage you from doing and getting out there and voting, and it's important. It's a right that we fought and lost a lot of blood over. That's my comment.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, with that being said, once again, I'm going back to Bush and Gore.
Oh,
even
geez.
Though when it came to Obama, change was made, but I only think it was out of default. Because, listen, mm-hmm. look what we were coming out of when Bush was leaving office. 9/11, a war that lasted 7.5 years, a bunch of lies, propaganda, and rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
People would, at this point, they were just like, listen, we don't care. We just need somebody else. And who was running against Obama? Who was running against Obama? I don't even remember. Who was running against
Obama? I don't remember.
Was it Bush?
Yeah, Bush.
No.
Bush it was.
What, Jeb Bush?
It was Bush. It was, huh?
No, it wasn't Bush, because Bush had, he already won his, he only had his 2 terms. We're talking about who was running against Obama. What was the Republican candidate at that time?
I thought it was Bush, but
yeah,
I guess
too.
Not.
No, Bush did his 8 years. This Bush did his 8 years. I think it was
I know they had put up
Ron
the one from Florida. The one that's married by he's married into the family, the Bush family. The one in Florida.
Oh man.
Jesus. It'll pop up. It'll pop in my head.
Yeah, we all lost right now. We all lost. But with that whole, but of course, at that time, people needed a refreshment. They needed air from the Republican BS that was going on for the past 8 years. Because, yo, they got away, yo, those 8 years right there, they got away with basically murder. They got away with everything. What didn't they take from the American people and people across seas? You had 9/11. You had the Enron scandal, but and not only just that, but you had the war that went on. Then you had the whole big thing about weapons of mass destruction. And, I mean, yo, it was too much stuff going on within those 8 years. As to where, what 8 years of Obama? What happened? Exactly.
I have to tell you, I don't think that there was really anybody in the Republican Party that wanted to step in and take over from Bush. I mean, by that time, it was a mess, and I think they kind of planted like a puppet. I honestly feel the Republican Party, when they first backed Donald Trump, they thought that they could manipulate him. They could get him to sign on board, and I think he's become like a wildfire. And that being said, they no longer want him to represent them. Now, if that's good or bad, I don't know. It's kind of good that he has his own mind, but he's just kind of all the way out there.
Yeah,
and they're scared. They don't want him representing them because they cannot control him.
Well, if you ask me, that is the mind state of the Republicans. It's obviously the mind state of a good majority of, especially white Americans.
Mm-hmm.
He represents how they feel. And what they would like to see. That's
behind
what they
closed
want.
Doors.
Exactly.
Behind closed doors, the conversations that happen when you're not privy to them.
Exactly. Trump has just brought it out to the forefront. He said, why whisper? Let's just talk in their face. And if they don't like it, so what?
And the truth is, at my office, you can see the difference from when Donald Trump first came out as a candidate. It was like people were ashamed to be associated with him. I work in corporate America. They were ashamed to be associated with him. He came across a certain way. They didn't want people to look at them. But the conversations recently, it's completely different. I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I mean, I can't vote for Hillary. And Donald sounds a little bit crazy, but he makes more sense than her. Really? Wow. When did that happen? You know, let's ignore the fact that he's assaulted pretty much everybody on the face of the earth. You know, he's assaulting women. He's bragging about it. He's making racist comments against Mexican people. He has problems with immigrants. Let's ignore all that, but, you know, he makes a little bit more sense than her because she has emails that leak. The conversation is completely different. They're now justifying why they're going to go and vote, you know. It's just her, it's an absolute no. With him, it's like, you know, he's better than her.
Well,
and they're very vocal about coming out and saying it.
Well, what I find stupid is you're not voting for somebody because of the issues. You're voting because you don't like this person. It's personal. This is not about politics. This is personal, which is stupid because the job of a president is not personal. It's politics.
Well,
so
let's be for
why?
Real. For the most part, not many issues have been addressed. You know, it's a little bit of mudslinging back and forth, but when I watched the last debate, I think, and I'm not saying who I'm voting for, but there were candidates that would ask a direct question, and they completely sidestepped it. It was like, did I hear that question? Because that person just didn't answer it, you know, and it's been like that the whole time. When you give them real issues and you want real information and real facts, Hillary's a little bit more polished. You can tell she's done her homework. But Donald, it's like, what is he talking about? And sometimes, what is she talking about? Did she hear the question? We didn't ask her about what she did in charity. We asked her about how does she feel about X, Y, and Z. So none of them are really addressing some of the issues that we have as a country.
I can't be bothered because nobody's just like you said, they're not addressing what the real issues. They just busy smearing each other. That's how I feel that they're doing.
Yes, distraction. I think he's almost insulting us. Like, you know, he's using, you know, when you have kids and stuff and they don't behave well, you distract them. And he's distracting us. You know, we ask about X, Y, and Z. We ask him about why he wouldn't rent to black people in the 80s. And he's distracting us talking about, Bill was found with Monica Lewinsky 6 months ago. Listen, I didn't ask you that.
Mm-hmm.
We're all over the place. You know, it's just. And nobody seems to want to put their foot down and address that.
But, yo, real talk, that's the American – I have to say it like this, whether who likes me or not. That's the white American way, babe. That's the white American way. Listen, you asked them about slavery. Oh, well, that wasn't our fault.
The Holocaust.
So whose fault was it? Well, you know, they you know, I don't know. But anyway, how about those Yankees? They quick to deflect. Any question or any time you ever ask white America about certain things, they never want to talk about it. They never want to discuss it. They never want to deal with it. And I just find it so interesting how they're just quick to deflect. Call the 3054. You're on the air with the menu.
It's time to piss some people off tonight. The hot rod is back.
Uh-oh.
It's time for me to tell. It's time for me to tell the absolute truth on the menu. Hello,
guys. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
All right. My daughter's crying right now because she wanted to sleep on my belly. I'm like, give me 5 minutes, please. So I'm in the hallway right now.
Casino. Oh, man.
I just have to say, I just have to say three things. You guys are talking about John McCain and Mitt Romney, who ran against President Obama.
Okay.
Mitt Romney, that's what it was. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the two old scumbags.
I remember Cheney, but I remember him for the shooting incident.
Yes.
Yeah,
number two.
Oh, yeah.
But I knew he was VP. I knew he was the running mate. So
yes, and he loved those guns and he loved that oil. Indeed.
Yo, he's a robot. You know how many
of course.
You know how many times they fixed him? He's a robot. So he's one of those Terminators.
Oh yes, indeed. Big Red,
I
agree with you 100% for the first time. Mark this down. I don't care about the election.
Yeah.
They drain you out. You have two people running for president, two jokers. You cannot take seriously. So does voting really matter? To be honest, with me, it doesn't. Am I going to vote? Most likely no. Well, the main reason because I'm working all day because we're doing a special election at my job. But other than that, if I don't care about the candidates, yes, people have died, people have done this, all our ancestors. But as America, I have my right not to vote if I don't care for the candidate.
All right.
So when people get upset with me, oh, you should vote. No. The same way you have your right to breathe, the right to use the bathroom, the right to do this, I have the right not to vote if I don't care for the candidate.
Right.
Well, it's like taking a plea deal. You know you didn't do the crime, but they're saying, well, listen, if you take this plea, we can get you less years. But if you stretch it to trial, you're going to have to do the full time. But why should I take the plea deal if I know I didn't do the crime?
Exactly.
So they're trying to force you to vote, and then when something goes wrong, oh, well, this is who you voted for.
This is who you voted for. Exactly. This is who you voted for. And that's my point. That's the whole point. It's just like, I say it's like it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you don't vote or you do, it's like, it's, you know, like you still going to be that, have that foot in your bond. You still, it's the same thing.
Well, I think if you don't vote, you can't criticize what happened. That's
true.
The biggest thing.
Right.
You know, you can't turn around and say, oh, this person did this because you gave your voice away.
Right.
And then let me just bring to your attention, you said you're working all day.
Yeah.
During the voting hours, you know legally that if you do work during the complete voting hours, they do have to allocate time for you to go and vote.
True, but I just don't give a damn.
If you don't want to vote, you don't want to vote. That's fine, but you do have a legal right to leave your job and vote.
I don't give a damn because let's be honest, Hillary got New York and New Jersey, so my vote doesn't count. For Democrat, it's always New York, New Jersey, California, those states. The redneck area, Florida, that's where people need to focus at because when Trump do win, it's because of the redneck area because the people are that stupid. Because for me, I told people to piss everybody off, I will vote for Trump. Why? He's a bigot. He's a racist. A liar. All that stuff. But you know what you have already.
Uh-huh.
And I'm an a-hole. And I love a-holes. So you know what? Go for an a-hole. And like Big Red said, what you vote for is what you get.
Yeah.
So this country want a redneck. So the rednecks want this. So they give them a reason to kill more black people. Go right ahead. Well, like you say, JoJo.
I'm not sure I follow your logic. I'm not sure I'm following your logic, but okay.
Well, Trump represents what America wants.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
So majority of America, yeah.
But once again, it's, mm-hmm. but it's personal. It's not politics.
It's not business. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
This whole presidency right here. This is not about business. This is personal. All of this is personal. This has nothing to do with foreign policy.
People get shot, killed.
You don't hear, exactly. I don't hear anybody talking about policy, foreign policy, or domestic policy. I don't see any. No one is talking about real issues. What North Korea is doing, what Russia's doing, or what anybody's doing. All you're talking about is what your ex-husband did, who he raped, who his wife is, how they don't like Obama. Michelle, is it like that's all it is? It's like a People Magazine versus Us Magazine smash up. That's all it is.
Wow.
None of this is business at all. I'm not going to inject myself into the mudslinging match. Talk to me about something that's critical.
Exactly.
Like changing laws. That's why we're looking at the big election, but what about the smaller elections? Like I said earlier, with these Congress people, they get these seats for 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these people were born in the era of Jim Crow, where they didn't like black people, but yet they're sitting here and they're passing these laws and they're making these rules. We're not paying attention to that. But we're looking at Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Come on now.
Welcome to this is American system. So like one friend told me, what these presidents gonna do for me anyway? Nothing. So why do we care? They're gonna look out for only for the rich people, not for us in the long term.
Now I wanna ask a question. Now as y'all heard me earlier, does anybody like from your knowledge? You guys know, does anybody know, well, any election that we've had since the years we've all been on this earth that where they have, where other states get to do the voting before the actual election day? I've never heard of that.
Nope.
No, but they've always had mail-in ballots, though. So those are actually kind of counted ahead of time.
Right.
I know about that, but no, I've never heard of states. I know Georgia, I think they've already voted, right?
That's what I'm saying. I've never heard, like I said, I've been on this earth for 44 years, and I even remember, like I said, being a young kid, maybe a teenager, and I don't remember them ever doing that where they've had other states vote and then before the actual election day. I've never heard of that.
Always had mail-in ballots.
But that's a different mail-in ballots are different. That's for like if you're not going to be here for the actual election. Am I correct with that? Or something like that.
Yeah, if you're out of the country, if you're disabled, if you're away from your regular voting.
Right.
But I think they discounted ahead.
Right, now that's different. What I'm saying is I've been seeing on Facebook with people, friends of mine and people that I know. And they live in other states, and they say, "Oh, I voted already. I voted already." How are you voting already? The election, and I'm getting confused. And I'm like, "Isn't the election in November? What the hell are they talking about? They voted already." I've been seeing this.
Well, I might be wrong about this, but I'm just trying to remember. I know that we go in and we pull a ballot for Hillary or Trump, but I think what we're actually voting for is to let our electoral college vote. So we're giving them the idea of who we want them to vote for, and they actually do the voting. I believe that's the way it works, and maybe I'm not explaining it right, but I think most of us feel we're voting for that exact candidate. We're not. We're giving them the idea of who we want them to vote for on our behalf, and then they go out and represent us.
But
I think we're being hustled. I'm about to say
the system is rigged.
Because that's BS. Because guess what? If they do that, guess what? What's to say they don't count? Because I said earlier, I've seen a couple of people on Facebook or a particular post that I've seen. Somebody's like, "Oh, Hillary Clinton already won. She already won." How is that possible? So that means they must be counting me. To me, they may be counting, even though it may be something for who they may want, but they might be counting these votes.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like something's not like I don't know. This is why a lot of young people are discouraged to go out and vote. I think this is why because they're hearing things, they're seeing things. You know, these kids are constantly Facebook, Instagram, and everything, tweeting and all that other stuff. So they're seeing these things, and they're just like, "Well, why the hell should we go out and do anything? And we already know what's going to happen." It's like it's a discouragement to them.
I also think, you know, I remember when I was younger, I wasn't really into politics unless it's like something that's happening in their neighborhood that directly affects them.
Uh-huh.
They really just don't connect it.
Right. Right.
You know.
Okay.
They really
right.
just
what's,
don't connect it, so the importance of voting doesn't, you know, matter.
Mahara, what were you going to say?
I forgot. I'm too busy looking over at my daughter. Sorry.
I do. The system is rigged. It's rigged.
It does that. Like your question begins, does voting still matter? At this time now, with technology, the way everything is always corrupted, I don't think so to a certain degree. Yes, as society writes, go out and vote, but don't be surprised, don't get upset at the outcome, and especially when, no matter who you elect, that person's not going to do anything for you personally. So, like you say, Brother B, they promise 20 things, but they do 3 of them. Why? Because everybody's at each other's throat. This country would never do things together. We would never work with one another. Instead, we have to look for our backs because we're black, we're strong, and the white people will always try to keep us down. I'm sorry to say, but that's a damn absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to agree with you on that, but I also have to agree that we help to keep ourselves down. A lot of the problems that we have, we've created. And a lot of the problems that we have, we're not willing to resolve ourselves.
We say that all the time, but like Big Red said, these kids, they'd rather go to social media first. They'd rather go to one another first to learn from each other before they learn from us. Us with knowledge, with experience. They'd rather go to social media. So So if this person voted already, if Hillary won, why should I go for it? Instead of coming to us to explain to them what's going on.
Right.
Social media is like the, like I always say, social media is the devil. I'm on it every day. I'm not going to lie. At least we have knowledge of what to believe and what not to believe. You know?
Right.
Like Brother B always said, there's a lot of sheeps out there. People are not really open-minded anymore.
I just, you know, just in the setting that I'm in my office and stuff like that, I think a lot of people just vote based on what other people think. Like, I'll have people come in and say, well, who are you voting for? And it's almost like if I tell them who I'm voting for, they're going to vote for that person, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they don't have enough, they're not interested enough to find out their own information and make a decision. They just want to hear your information. Whatever you say, that's the Bible, and they're moving on with it, and they're spreading it.
Right.
And that's what I'm finding a lot.
Exactly. So why should I have to think? Why should I use my brain?
I just want to be on a winning team.
My friend is crying. Bye.
All right, brother.
Okay.
Good night, guys.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Kiss the baby. So
I was going to say that's the biggest thing with Donald Trump is his little motto is we're going to win. Because with a lot of them, it's about winning. They don't know what they're winning. They don't know what race they're running, but they just want to win.
Yep.
Exactly.
And then when they get to the finish line, it's like, all right, now what?
There's no prize.
Exactly.
Hey, wait a minute. What am I supposed to do now? I won, so what do I do?
Unbelievable.
Listen,
I just tell you, this whole thing is unbelievable.
I really have a problem with this whole election. I really have a problem with the candidates. There's no quality in either one of them.
I feel like a lost cause.
Not just that, but what's so disturbing is the fact that you're trying to say that we have the job or the task of picking. All right. Either you step in doo-doo or you step in pee. But either way, you step in something.
All right.
So the question is, which one do you want to step in? They're both nasty. But which one would you rather step in?
Right, which one you rather step
that's,
in?
Yeah, that's the best way I can put it. You step in the doo-doo or you step in the pee. Now, you know the doo-doo stinks and it's going to stick in your shoe and you got to get it out. But pee is the same. It's just a liquid form of waste. They're both waste products.
I was
going to
say,
I do
agree with, I think, I don't know what his name was that just hung up. But
Hot Rod.
I apologize. I think I do agree. Donald Trump has been pretty much forefront and upfront about what he says and what he thinks. No apologies out there. And I think with Hillary, what I find is she's very polished. She's very, I don't want to say phony, but I don't see her as being the same as Bill. I don't see her
she's
having the same agenda as Obama. And I think that's why she's not fitting well with the minority community.
Because she's sneaky.
Now,
she's sneaky. Uh-huh.
Yeah. What it boils down to is, is she better than him? You know, he's going to come up to you and tell you, this is how it's going to be. As soon as I get in, I'm going to be changing this, this, and that. This is going to happen. And because he's so arrogant and he doesn't know what his real authority is, he actually believes it.
Mm-hmm.
He actually believes he can step in there and make changes. He would be the first president that could. You know, the problem that we're having right now, what was mentioned, is nothing gets done because both sides are always fighting, you know, and everything gets frozen until the next president comes and then we start the cycle again. So he's arrogant enough and not versed enough to know that he does not have the authority to do it or the powers to do it unless he does change the amount of Congress, the amount of senators in there that are helping make that decision. Hillary is kind of, I don't trust her. I find her, you know, she's very sneaky. She is polished, but I think she is a little bit more, she's a career politician. You know, she knows what to say. She knows how to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But like we all know, politicians can only be trusted so much, and they all have their own hidden agenda.
Yep.
So
but
that's
she
just my
is
problem
she ready
with
for
her.
The big leagues? Is she ready for the big league?
I don't really think we have a choice. I feel like it's a lose-lose. And does anybody know anything about these vice presidents that are running?
Well, we know we got the Klan member.
I was going to say,
the Klan member, right?
I've never seen an election where there's such little emphasis put on the vice presidents. You don't even know who they are, basically.
Right, absolutely. You know
because
what?
This is
I'm
joke.
Glad
this
you pointed that
joke.
Out. You know she's absolutely right.
Yeah, they just popped out of the woodwork like maybe less than a month ago. Where are these people? Who are they?
Wow.
What are they about?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I honestly cannot name Donald Trump's running mate. You know, maybe I wasn't paying attention, and I usually do. But it's just so much nonsense going on with him. I could
not. They don't
even
put it out there. Wow.
Yeah.
You can say Kris Kringle. You can say Kris Kringle, and everybody be like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
Ain't that Santa Claus? Oh, well, anyway, they must have the same name. Kris Kringle
and
Vice President.
I was gonna say, what's the most important thing is, should anything happen to the president, that is the person who's going to be running the office, and nobody knows anything about these two people.
That's
something
why
to think
I
about.
Said before. Listen, that's why I said before, and I will say again. It's a wrap. Obama will be the last president that will actually have had some type of moral impact on people. The last class act to actually do some work. These two clowns, God help us.
Yes.
If another country don't try to step up and test us, one of them make a mistake and drop the nuclear
press
football in the
button.
Shower, and yeah, and press the damn button.
Ah, he's been dropping in the shower.
Weird, like, which I have no faith in either one of them whatsoever, and I don't see either one of them fit to lead us. You can't lead people off of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And who's popular and who's not. Because that's what this is all about.
Yeah,
and man. I'm just very shocked.
Like a
but
damn
again, I'm not. No, because you know what? It just shows you how.
And that's what it feels like, a beauty contest or a pageant or something like that.
It is. But it just goes to show you how many sheep are out there. It's real.
You know, I actually wonder if they could go back, if they would have actually run. You know, if they could go back to that day number one when people were pushing them and behind them, if they would have changed their mind about running. Or maybe even some candidates that dropped out early, if they would have hung in there. Because I think everybody pretty much feels the same. We're voting voting against somebody, not for somebody. And it doesn't matter which side you're on.
We're not voting for the best candidate. You just summed it up the best. We're just voting against someone. We're not voting for the person who has our best interest at heart.
Because
neither one of them do. It's their own person. It's our citizen.
Their own personal agenda.
And it's like, we're screwed. Either way, we're screwed. Unless Obama gets a third term. Yeah, listen, start carrying your Vaseline, because we're screwed. Simple and plain. Matter of fact, you know what? Now, as soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to go on some little stock website, and I'm going to buy, I'm going to see if I ain't got no money, but I'm going to have to see if I can do some penny stocks and, like, get, like, some petroleum. Like, some, because we're going to need that grease. Everybody's going to need a jar of grease come after the election, then we all going to need it. Because we're all going to get screwed. And what are we looking forward to for the next 4 years or 8 years? What are we looking forward to?
Listen, I'd rather the Terminator. He should have damn ran for president. I'd rather him, too, at this point.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. Let Arnold Schwarzenegger come in here and do something. At least if he says, I'll be back, you know he's going to get that second term because he said it. He's going to.
You do know back. There's a third candidate, right?
Cool.
There is a third candidate. There's a what is it? Not Green Party, but there's somebody there's an independent that's running.
Yeah.
Nobody knows him. Nobody knows what his platform is. Yes,
online,
but there was no option.
Man.
I know. It shocked me, too.
Really wish Bernie had got it, man.
Well, yeah, one of these people are probably the Antichrist. It's not both of them probably are. The male, female Antichrist. Like, it's a wrap. Like, everything is just going down. It's going to hell in a handbasket.
Yep.
Telling you people, just get a shovel. Just get a shovel. Dig out your little bomb shelters and stuff like that.
Yep.
Dude, we all going to have to go underground and start living. It's going to be like Mad Max.
Well, I think we're just in a position now where we just have to, as a country, we have to prepare for the worst and pray that it doesn't happen. Honestly, things are not going great now for us. I don't remember the last time it did go great for, you know, us, the minority community. It's definitely not looking too good right now.
Oh, no, not at all.
But we are resilient people. We have worked through a lot of things. We will continue to work through them. And we have to wait for the decision to come out and then start from there. Start building.
Right.
Whatever it may be.
And with that being said, we got less than 60 seconds. Jojo, thank you for calling in. Your voice is always welcome.
Jojo.
Your voice is always welcome.
No problem.
Hot Rod, thank you again.
Thanks,
Big Red,
Hot Rod.
For looking out. And that was another episode of The Menu in the Can. And everybody, just think about it. Does it still matter? And if it does, what does it mean to you? And on that note, everybody have a good night.
Good night. All right.
All right. Later.